Good afternoon to everyone. We gather today to celebrate the love of those who have gone before us, the faithful departed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace and peace of God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Every time we gather to remember those who have passed away, it reminds us of the great hope that we celebrate, for truly we are very much part of their lives, not only those that have lived here, but even those who have gone before us, and those in heaven, and those is still cleansing themselves before entering into heaven.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob,' and he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord.
In a very special way, I like to welcome family, relatives, and friends who are here to celebrate with us their loved ones who have passed away, and we have celebrated either a funeral mass, a memorial mass, or any other service for the whole year that has passed. Remembering the faithful departed is so much part of our Catholic faith. It reminds us that those who have died, those who have passed away, are still very much part of our lives. We have not forgotten them, but that they are in place of our faith. In the gospel reading, towards the end of the gospel, it says there, Luke, the evangelist, says, "The dead will rise again. For God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For everyone in God, all are alive." That's the reason why in November we celebrate and remember our loved ones who have gone before us. For they are very much part of what we call the communion of saints. What does that mean? Communion of saints mean that the saints are not coming to receive communion. Communion of saints mean that the church triumphant, the church militant, and the church suffering continue to help one another, intercede for each other, so that eventually we end up in the kingdom of God. The hope that the church triumphant and that of the church militant, which is you and me, and the church suffering, that hope gives us the strength to live our lives so that eventually we will end up in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came, died for us, but he rose from the grave so that every one of us will also rise with him. For in him, as again the gospel reminds us, God all is alive. In the first reading from the book of Maccabees, the second book of Maccabees, a beautiful story about a family who would rather die, give up their earthly life, instead of going against the law of God. And what was the reason? Because there is a happier life. There is a life of fulfillment that awaits them. And so that earthly life that they had, they could easily squander, because they knew life with God awaits them. There is that hope. In the second reading, Paul, writing his second letter to the Thessalonians, the Sadducees did not believe in life after death. But he reminded them that the reason why we pray for the faithful departed is because of our hope in life after death. That hope reminds us that everything is going to be fulfilled. Life doesn't end here on earth. Otherwise, we will all be frustrated. Am I right? For one, I will be frustrated. God did not make me taller. If life ends here, what a frustration and disappointment that would be. But luckily, my brothers and sisters, life doesn't end here. Life is fulfilled when we go back to God, who is the author of life, who will fulfill what we have done in this life. That's the meaning why we are gathered here this afternoon, to celebrate the lives of our loved ones who have gone before us. Separation is never easy. Because in life, when we come into this earth, we begin to accumulate as much as we can. We begin to take in as much as we can. That's why in life, we have been so used to life that when we surrender that life and give it back to God, it's hard. When a loved one passes away, is it easy? No, it's not. Even if it is good riddance, it's not easy. Because that separation begins. But brothers and sisters, no one can go into the kingdom of God unless we separate from this earthly life. But what is the meaning of this earthly life? The meaning of this earthly life is for us to be able to be faithful as much as we can to the life that God has given us. To allow this life that we have on earth to be able to attain that happier life, the fulfillment of that life that is in God. You know the reason why we say to those who have passed away, they say, may they rest in peace. Know the meaning for that? So that they will give you peace. No. Rest in peace means to say that to rest in peace is to rest in the love of God. To rest in the fulfillment of that love that God has given us. We tried to fulfill it on this earth, and now we go back to Him in fulfillment of that life that God has given us. And that's why we celebrate. Because as God has, as the evangelist has said in the gospel reading, in God, everyone is alive. Even those who have passed away, they are very much alive. Their bodies that we have buried on this earth, whether buried or cremated, those bodies at the end of time will rise again. And how beautiful that end of time will be, because that body, it's a mystery. Even though it has gone back to us, will rise again and will join with the soul that has gone back to God. So church triumphant, church militant, and church suffering, we intercede and pray for one another that we will fulfill what Jesus had brought to us, that He came to save us so that all of us will finally find our homeland in the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray. Nourished by this sacred gift, O Lord, we give you thanks and beseech your mercy that by the pouring forth of your Spirit, the grace of integrity may endure in those heavenly power you have given through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Now stand, go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.